Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President with the John Maxwell Company. Welcome and thank you for joining. Here's what I love about today. I love the fact that we're getting feedback from those that are listening, getting questions. And today we have a question that was asked of us, which is, how do you develop confidence as a leader if you don't have it? And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to unpack that. So thanks for sending that in. Thanks for asking that question. I think we've all been there before. And so we are definitely going to unpack that. Today's topic is Perry's favorite number, and that's why he's still here on this podcast. Five ways to increase your confidence as a leader. A few weeks ago, we did a podcast on balancing confidence and humility, which is, again, based off of one of the paradoxes of a book that Tim Elmore, one of our thought leaders here at the John Maxwell Enterprise, fantastic leadership book. So we're going to dive into that. Before we get started, if you have a question or a thought or a topic that's really relevant to what you're dealing with inside your organization, inside your leadership culture, inside your leadership journey, please visit johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. There's a form there. Well, our team will receive that. Perry and I will get it, and then we'll be able to have more relevant content in the future on our podcast. So, Perry, five, I love it. I'm not surprised by it. So talk to me a little bit about it.
Yeah, this is a great question, and we talked about confidence and humility, and then somebody said, well, how do you build confidence? And you and I, Chris and I were traveling together, and we got to talking about this, about confidence. We both shared, I thought it was funny, we both shared that we have both been told from when we're on stage that we appear very confident in ourselves, very confident in what we're doing. And we both had a good laugh that we didn't always feel that way. And but we agreed that confidence is not built in a day. It's kind of built day by day as you get it better at what you're doing. But I thought we could share some ideas on how can you develop confidence as a leader to help in your leadership journey.
Yeah, you know, we both kind of giggled at that. and I think it's interesting, right? Don't we take the assumptions and the perceptions of other people in a different way than what's really going on? You know, I think about the duck or the swan up on the water, right? Like, no. Like, underneath, you have no idea what's going on, and we are not confident.
Like a madman down here.
And so you're not alone, right? Yeah, it's all of us have that feeling. And so, yeah, so let's jump in. I'll start with the first one. And I think these will be five great principles that we share with you about increasing your confidence as a leader. The first one, and I love this, it's where, and we both admit this, and this is kind of our DNA and kind of where we come from and our DNA here at the John Maxwell Enterprise, which is, look outward, not inward. And what we mean by that is I know some areas in my life where I have felt the least confident is when I was looking at myself and wondering, how was I doing? How was I delivering it? How was I leading? Versus beginning to look outward and see, hey, what does this look like to impact other people? Am I adding value to other people? Am I helping? No matter what it looks like, right, am I beginning to do that? And I think when I look outward, for me, here's what it comes down to. When I look outward, I make my attention, my focus, my attention about growing and developing other people and adding value to people. If I just get a thank you, man, thanks for helping me with that, right? Because I invested outward, that builds confidence in me for the next opportunity to do something or answer a question. And so for me, thank you goes a long way in building my confidence, but it first starts in order to get the thank you with beginning to look outward.
It's so huge. And this was, I'm so grateful that a senior speaker, I was invited to be on the speaking circuit, and the senior guy kind of cornered me one night and said, were you on or off today? I go, oh, I was a little off today. He goes, because I was on stage with him, and he goes, do you know what the difference is? I said, no, what? And he just unloaded on me that when I'm off, and look unconfident and nervous and sweaty and fidgety and anxious. All that came about because I was looking at the audience, wondering, do they think I look good? Do they think I sound good, smart? Do they think? And they're all, I'm worried about what they think of me.
Of you.
And he said, well, when am I on? He goes, when you look at what can you deliver for the audience.
Yeah.
He says, I started thinking about that. And I actually shared it on a coaching call this week with a CEO who said, I've got this corporate thing where, you know, I'm going to speech to the company. I'm so anxious. I go, tell me more about that. And when he got down to it, he was worried about how they saw him. And when I said, what about how you saw them? What value can you, nugget you want to leave them? What's the value? What are they going to come away with? What value can you add to them in that 15 minute talk you're going to give? He goes, dude, you just changed my life. I went, it changed mine. Yeah. I now look confident. Love because that. I'm not, you think I sound smart? I do, but that's not why I'm here.
Yeah.
Do I want you to think I look good? Yeah, but that's not why I'm here. I'm here to add value to you. And I thought, to me, if you really want to add confidence, just start thinking about your audience, whoever it is, at home, at work, in the community, do that.
Outward. Love it.
Yeah. Number two is develop your self-concept. This may sound a little funny, but, you know, John once said, and I kind of shunned it at the moment, but now I really understand it, was he said, you can't really connect with others until you connect with yourself first. And I thought, what does that mean? And I heard Brian Tracy do a lesson on that. Every one of us, all of us have a self-concept. How do we see ourselves? My self-image, my self-esteem, my self-belief, and that how I see me and how I talk to me has a lot to do with what I show to others. And if I don't believe in me, if I'm down on myself, I have a bad self-image, then I'm probably going to not have a lot of confidence that I'm going to project to others. So I think you really ought to look at how you talk to yourself and give yourself a good talking to, not a bad talking to. But I found that if I would stop talking bad to myself, actually encouraging myself in my self-talk, we all do it. It's not just me. I know those voices you hear in your head. That's not me. That's you. But the other thing I did was, this will sound a little silly, but I shared it on a coaching call and somebody said, that's really cool. I think I'm going to do that. Was I developed a mantra for me. That when because I'm on a lot of stages, so I do a keynote, I go up on stage, was saying, if I go up there with self-doubt and a bad self-image and not believing in myself and thinking about how they view me, to your point on the first one, I'm going to focus outward and I'm going to think well of myself. My mantra became, I'm competent, I'm prepared, I have what it takes.
That's good.
I'm competent, I'm prepared, I have what it takes. Now let's do this. And I go up and saying, I prepared for this. I'm a subject matter expert in this place. I have what it takes. Now, do I know everything? No. Am I ready to learn something new? Yes. But I'm prepared to do this. And this really doesn't free me from working hard and doing the work to do that to improve. But all of a sudden, when I see myself well, others begin to see me well because I project that confidence through that. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the preparation, what you just talked about, is key right now. You go ahead and wing it. Don't get prepared. And you may not have a good self-concept of yourself after a couple of those experiences. So I love how you shared that and then how you made it very practical and how we can apply it to our lives. So I love that. Number three, establish a daily routine for personal growth and development. You know, when someone lacks confidence, they literally, for me, they get nervous. They don't know how to lead or influence people. It's because they have not, in my opinion, looked outside to receive information and grow in ways. We were on a call this morning with my team, and we are extremely busy right now, and our team is running at a fast pace, and we are serving a ton of clients, and it's awesome. But I said, hey, I need everybody to kind of take a deep breath, and like, I'm not going to ask you to call you out right now, but like, what are you doing to grow yourself? What are you doing? Because that will just encourage that will encourage them to then develop themselves to grow and become more confident in how we can best add value and serve people. And so we got to make sure that we continue to invest in ourselves and then we'll be able to invest and grow others. And I think the more that you do that and the more that you see that impact happening, the more confident you will become in leading people.
Yeah, if you're not pouring into you, you can't pour into others.
Yeah.
And if you're in a conversation and it's over your head because you haven't been developing yourself, you're going to not look confident
doing that.
And another nice thing you said to the team this morning, too, was you didn't say go read a book before the end of the week.
Yeah.
You said do one small thing today, but do it every day. Could you read two pages today?
Yeah.
And then by the end of the month, maybe you finish that book. Maybe not. Maybe it's 2 months. But you did something every day to help add to yourself. And this is a practice that I've practiced now for probably 20 years, and it's changed my life. So I'm really a big believer in that. Number four, invest in a coach or mentor. Now, I'm not just saying that because I'm a coach or mentor, but I do find that this was very helpful to me, helping me understand that I'm not the only person that struggles with confidence. I'm not the only person that I just had such a narrow view of things that when I invoked a coach, and I know you've done this as well, is that you begin to get a bigger perspective, you get a bigger view, you get your blind spots maybe become uncovered. You begin to have more belief in yourself because you see the growth. You feel that somebody else is in there. I see progress in me, and it really helps me to move forward with confidence, I think.
Well, we talk about in the coaching process for us is that it's really the three A's, right? We say, hey, being a part of a coaching journey is someone's going to ask you the tough questions. Hopefully you're telling them the truth, break down those walls. Second part is they're going to help you develop an action plan. And then the third A is they're going to hold you accountable. When that happens, you become more confident in whatever it is that you're going through. Maybe it's a team member situation. Maybe it's a presentation. Maybe it's a project. You have helped and our coaches have helped in all of those situations. Mm-hmm. And when you have that outside perspective speaking into that, there's no doubt in my mind, because I've had it in my personal life, to where you walk in a little bit confident, a little bit more confident. So I love that you included that one. Well, the last one here, number five, is develop your self-awareness.
Ooh, there's that one again.
There's this one again. Yeah. Find those blind spots. Would you like, we need to make sure that we've talked about this in podcasts in the past, several of them on self-awareness. And so I think the more humble, the more teachable and approachable you are, that you'll gain more confidence, and that will happen over time. But you'll be able to kind of show vulnerability and develop trust with others. Again, this trust word comes back to, for us, is a currency for all leadership. It is the foundation. It's level two influence in our five levels, which this is everything that in our podcast is built off of, the methodology of the five levels of leadership. And we just attack it from different competencies. But man, you have got to have that self-awareness so people want to follow you. And we're all probably thinking right now of a leader that maybe is not very self-aware. And we may not be as well. I think last thought on this is that I think the longer that we've led, the more complacent we've become, the more unaware we are of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I think even in younger ages of leadership, when you're not confident or you're still growing as a leader, I think we're unaware of certain areas there as well.
And that word vulnerability sometimes gets thrown in there about, you know, if I'm self-aware, then I'm more willing to recognize my own strengths and weaknesses, and I'm more willing to maybe talk about my weaknesses and try to help others. It gives me a vote of confidence to myself to know that when I share that, I mean, even you and I do this a lot, I'll say, man, I really messed that up. And you'll say, well, tell me more about that. And we go back and forth and realize, well, you've had a similar issue and you had a similar struggle. And then we talk about it. Now we're both more confident in the fact, first, I wasn't the only one.
Right.
Two, you gave me some good things to think about. And that's kind of that coach-mentor relationship to say, hey, help me with that.
Yeah.
I did reach out. I asked some folks, you know, if you were going to build confidence, what would you recommend to someone? And I got one answer I heard more than others. I shared some of them in the five, but that they found a role model. And they look at, is there somebody in your life that you look up to in this example of how to lead, or, you know, how to be in front of a group, or how to do what you do? And I just thought having a role, I hadn't thought about that a lot, but I think we kind of look up. Maybe John Maxwell to us is a little bit of a role model. Yeah. You're a little bit of a role model to me. I think we look at people and say, how do I want to?
Well, I like that, except for one little twist on that, right? I think that, instead of even a role models, maybe mentors, maybe a coach, to your point earlier, because we don't necessarily know the true meaning behind certain areas or certain people or why they're doing things from a role model. But I know where you're going on that. And what made me think about it was, yeah, absolutely. Because if I can stand on their shoulders, right? Like, well, the things that it's like I tell my kids all the time, man, listen, like, let me help you learn from the lessons that I made and your mom made. Like, let's help you become more confident in situations and stand on our shoulders to be able to do that. And then maybe even some of the things that have worked and they've observed it worked in their mentor or their role model, then I think that gives you more confidence. But here's one thing I want to add to that. Make sure that you're not trying to imitate that individual in how they lead or how they do something. Man, be authentic, be yourself, because that's what's going to put the cherry on the top with your confidence. You will not have confidence if I go on stage and I try to act like Perry Holly when I'm delivering a keynote. It's not going to work. I'm not going to be confident in that. Now, can I learn from Perry? Absolutely. Can Perry coach me? Absolutely. Can he help me with some self-awareness issues on stage? Absolutely. And then I got to take them and I got to make them my own so that I'm authentically leading and being true to my leadership style. So why don't you just make a last comment and wrap it up for us?
Yeah, I just think that we talk about self-awareness, and one of the things that we got in a discussion one day about reflection, do you take time to reflect? And I think one of the things about my confidence level that's helped me is to reflect on the journey a bit. And you mentioned this in another podcast, but looking at the bigger picture of things and not just being heads down in today and feeling under the pile, but to actually look at the progress we've made, look at what you've done, reflect on the good and the bad, but also just to think about how far you've come and what you're doing. And to know that I'm developing, I don't get it all in a day. I'm developing day by day.
Yeah.
And am I doing the small things daily necessary to help grow me as a leader, as a man, as a person, and to grow my abilities and my confidence? And to remember, I am competent. I'm prepared. I have what it takes. Right. And to really put that to work every day to project a confident style with others. So it really is a lesson that I think all of us, some people maybe put on a fake confidence that they're like overconfident. And when they're pressed or put into a tense situation, it kind of falls apart. I want to be the real deal. I want to be authentic. And I think that's what we're talking about here is authentic confidence that comes from developing yourself and, focusing outward, developing yourself inward, being that bigger person on the inside than you are on the outside, and really putting that forward to others. And it comes across as confidence. So
that's good.
Really grateful that you'd be with us today. Just a reminder, if you want the learner guide for this episode, you want to leave a comment or a question or gather any more information about the offerings that we have, you can do that at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. We always love hearing from you, and we're always grateful that you would spend this time with us each week. That's all today from the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.